Attitudes about gender have been in the political spotlight a lot in the past few years. Transgender people have gotten more visibility, and the Trump administration and others have taken action to restrict public recognition of anything other than male or female.
That has affected official identity documents, including U.S. passports.
In 2022, the Biden administration allowed people to select their preferred gender on passports or an X for people who are non-binary.
But the Trump administration requires people to identify as the gender that they were assigned on their birth certificate at birth. The process is still playing out in lower courts. For now, the U.S. Supreme Court says the administration can go ahead with this rule.
Aria Trucios is a Wisconsinite at the center of the story. They're a transgender person who lives in Middleton and uses they, their pronouns. Aria, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, Rob. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you're having a wonderful day.
Yeah. Well, now you've got an X on your passport, which a lot of people may not have seen. What does the X signify for you, and why did you seek to have that on your passport instead of the M or F a lot of people would be used to?
Yeah. So I'm non-binary. That's something that I've known about myself for quite a number of years. I transitioned about 8 years ago, and about a year after I started hormones, I kind of figured out what that meant for me and landed on non-binary. Up to that point, I'd had a passport traveling with family when I was a child. I also went to a very odd college that required me to have a passport for international travel. I was working on ships. I went to school to be a merchant mariner.
Okay.
So as you can imagine, that requires a lot of federal documentation, a lot of federal forms. But I already had a passport. And once I was getting my other documentation, my state-level documentation, my birth certificate, everything updated to reflect my identity, I started to notice all the small ways that my past was still present and kind of following me like a shadow. So I decided to update my passport documents as just kind of a way to close the loop, as it were.
This has been a changing system for a while. I think going back as far as 20 some years ago, someone could switch M to F or F to M on passport. The X option for a non-binary person is more recent than that. What was the process like? What do you have to do?
So when I did it, it was fairly straightforward. Under the Joe Biden administration, it was both added, so the non-binary marker X was both added, and it was allowed for, people were able to change it with a self-assertion. So essentially, if you filled out a form and checked the box that said that if you were to lie, essentially, you could be found in contempt of court and lying on a federal document, which is a major offense. But essentially, you assert that that is your identity, that is truly who you are. And as I'd already been going through the medical process for a number of years, I wanted to reflect the changes that my body have gone through. If I'm at a border crossing or if I'm going on a flight, I want the person that I'm interacting with to be able to look at my ID and say, okay, yeah, that kind of lines up with what's going on here.
What did that mean to you personally, to have something on your passport that lines up more with your identity and the way you present yourself to yourself and the rest of the world?
Yeah, it was a good peace of mind. It was like being able to look, like just like how over the course of many, many years, I watched myself slowly change in the mirror every day from medical transition and being on hormones. It was like kind of coming full circle and seeing that reflected back at me, but on a hard piece of paper. You know, my body can change, but that doesn't mean that the society we live in, the documentation that I present to other people reflects that change. And being able to kind of see that come full circle, it felt like I was closing a door that kind of had been, that I'd already passed through, but that had been long since lingering.
Now, since you got that passport with the X, have you traveled? Have you had to present this passport at points of entry?
I have not left the country. So I got the passport in 2024. And like I mentioned, I went to college to kind of travel the world on ship. After that, I kind of grew tired of international travel. It was more of kind of closing, like I said, closing the loop on those documents and having the documents that represent me, less so than being able to travel. I know people who have, but I also know that things are a little more fraught now. So while I could have probably been willing to try it in 2024, I haven't personally had a reason to or wanted to, but I have presented it in bars or when I'm flying.
Domestically
in the past, yeah.
Have you heard from, you say you know other people who have done border crossings with the X, have they gotten reactions positively, negatively, middle?
No, most people don't get anything back at all. You know, these people look at documents all day, every day, and especially if you're an American citizen coming back into the U.S., it's a pretty straightforward, simple process. But this is all from accounts that I've heard prior to 2015. I do know some people who were planning international travel this year to go to weddings or to go on trips with family. I know one person who was told under no uncertain terms to not leave the country with their non-binary marker, that it wasn't clear that they wouldn't be hassled, either hassled or if not detained at the border with the uncertainty going on in the courts.
Now, the Trump administration, as people may have been following, changing the system now, saying the X goes away on new passports and the passport has to align with the gender marked on your birth certificate. What are your thoughts on that change?
There's a lot there. So specifically, it's regarding your birth certificate at birth. Mm-hmm. So that's what the administration is focused on. Myself, many other people like me have updated our birth certificates to either the whether that's the M or the F or non-binary markers, depending on the state we were born in, have updated our birth certificate. So if you were, say, to present your birth certificate for the first time when applying for a passport for the first time, it's not even the document that you're presenting there at that moment that they care about. It's specifically what you were born as. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand the motivations why him and his administration are pushing for it. It's the eradication from transgenderism from public life is kind of a through line that many people on the right have been pushing for many, many years. So I understand why they're pushing for it. For me, though, there's a lot of other things in my birth certificate that have also changed that don't follow me for the rest of my life. Like, I was born with red hair. I do not have red hair today. My hair has just changed over the many, many years. When I got my driver's license at 16, I didn't put red hair down because it was already a brownish blonde at the time. And when I got my passport for the first time, it was the same thing. I put brown on there as well. And the passport I have today is also brown. And if I were to renew it under the current administration, it would also have brown on it. It wouldn't have red, even though that was what was on and is still on my birth certificate, because it's an identity document. The purpose of it is for you to have a piece of plastic that's certified by the federal government that says this is who you are. And if you were to present it, it shows and proves that not only are you a citizen of the United States, but that it is specifically you as an individual with that documentation. So what that could mean is if I were in a foreign country and say I was abducted and managed to escape, or if I got lost, or if I got horribly intoxicated in Tijuana and wound up waking up in the middle of nowhere, and I found my way to an American embassy. You know, I had no money, no anything else. I just had my passport. Would I be able to prove to them in a way that they recognize that the person they're looking at in the document is me based on the markers that are on there? Would they consider it a fraudulent document if I look like a woman but has M, for example, on there? And I know it can be a little confusing for some people with non-binary specifically, because a lot of people don't have an idea of what that means. I present in a very gender non-conforming way. My body can appear feminine, but I also present and dress masculine. And because of that, having something that indicates that I might not be rigidly one way or the other kind of grays, kind of calls out the gray in that. And I feel more comfortable. I feel like it represents how I present actually day to day better.
We're talking about gender identification on passports and ideas. Aria Trucios is a transgender person living in Middleton. Now, we have this rule in place from the Trump administration for new passports, right? Gender assigned on the birth certificate at birth. Current passports seem to be a moving target here, and the State Department has had different guidance up on their website, changing a couple times just over the last month. Are you concerned that your current passport might be invalid at some point in the very near future?
Absolutely. So just a light correction, it's for all new passports and new renewals.
Renewals, right.
Which is technically a different paperwork, based as a head of paperwork and different process, but there have been changes to the State Department's website over the last several weeks that have indicated that they, since this is all following the Supreme Court decision to remand or to essentially put a hold on all lower judicial rulings to allow the current Trump actions to remain in place, the State Department has changed their website to indicate that existing passports with transgender, I believe it's just all transgender people's passports, that they may be contacted by the State Department and have their requests their documents be recalled, and I actually believe it even specifically says that people may have a visit from the State Department to kind of follow through on those actions if at a later point they decide administratively to recall their passports.
Now, another set of documents briefly that you have that non-binary ID on is a concealed carry permit and federal firearm permit. The Trump administration reportedly considered trying to ban transgender people from owning firearms using the argument that they are mentally defective. They have not publicly pursued that line of rule at this point. What was your response when you saw that out there?
I was terrified. I didn't hear about that in the news. I heard about that when I had friends calling me specifically, asking if I'd heard about it, asking what to do. When I transitioned in 2018, this is under the first Trump administration, and even then at the time, there were a lot of fears within my community regarding being singled out and targeted. I actually know a lot of people who have chosen to not update any of their documentation, specifically because they're afraid of reporting to the federal government that they're transgender. If you have an M or an F, there's some plausible deniability, but if I present my passport to a federal officer, I am asserting that if I'm not transgender, I'm at least queer. It's very obvious from all the federal documents I fill out that I am who I am. And that's something that I decided that I was going to do and that I was not going to be living in fear around. And I did so specifically with the knowledge that this day might come where they decide that we are such a threat to their power by us being able to exist in public, and that with their goal being to remove us from public life, that they might take more extreme, more direct action against us. I don't see this as being anything invested, this decision that they've been talking about making, as being invested at all in public safety. Transgender people are significantly less likely to be the actors of these horrible, horrible events that we've seen. Statistically, white men are the people who commit these crimes by and large by massive, massive margins. And while any one of these is horrible, to target transgender people is just an opportunist move to try to come after us and our rights. So I have been particularly afraid since they have started talking about this. This is something that I've been afraid of for multiple years. And it's why friends came to me immediately when they started to be talked about, because I've expressed these concerns to them. These are people who live in the South, people who live in very dangerous for them communities. I know people who've been attacked for using the bathroom in public. I know people who've had guns pulled on them for using the bathroom or for while they're parking their car, or they're walking their dog. I know people who will not leave the house at all without a firearm, even to go get the groceries or go to work, because they don't feel that they can be outside in public without a firearm. And my concern, and their concern, and many of our concerns, is that at what point is this more about disarming us so that we are easier targets? These are people who, myself included, have already been victimized because of the fact that we're transgender. If a federal law, if even a federal decree, not a federal law, but if the executive decides that we cannot possess firearms, that tells the public that we cannot defend ourselves. We can't carry firearms with us. We cannot use a firearm in self-defense, even if it is a completely legal situation, because we will face federal charges for possession, even if, they make these decisions either broadly or in specific cases. But yes, I do have a state-level concealed carry permit, and I also have filled out federal applications for firearm transfers. There is no federal licensure for firearm owners, and that's something that has been pushed for and defended by the gun lobby and Second Amendment supporters for quite a long time out of fear of situations like this specifically. I know quite a number of people who wish that there was a federal licensure program for firearm owners. And I've told them, after the election in particular, I'm really lucky that there isn't, because otherwise it would be a trivial task to go and look at, go get me the list of everybody who has a federal license and pick out all the ones who've either changed their gender markers or who have an X on it.
Aria, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Aria Trucios is a transgender person living in Middleton, talking about the impact of policies on gender and identification documents.